This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Yes, that is, it's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Wednesday classes in session. 2025, Johnny Lupinacci, producer Jess. How are you two doing? Johnny, you first.
Hey, man, I'm doing good. You are correct, Tim. Class is in session, not just because it's Wednesday and this drop every Wednesday is a class in session. But, man, I've been teaching since Monday, and I couldn't be more excited for 2025 and the energy that these future teachers are bringing to the classroom. So, you know, it's early in the semester, week one. But you know, we're out to a fast start and I'm excited about it. It's a lot of energy.
Producer Jess, what's going on in your world?
We just got some fresh snow today, Tim, and it is beautiful. It is one of my absolute favorite things to wake up to is to look out the window and there's just that fresh powdery coating everywhere. There's nothing better. I am so ready for class. You brought some incredibly special guests.
I was
going
to say,
today.
In fact, you're speaking something very impactful to one of our guests today. Before we get to the guest, so hey, everybody, the Busted Pencils mailbag. If you want to ask us questions, leave a voicemail, maybe even hear yourself on our show. It's 608-557-8577. 608-557-8577. That's the Busted Pencils mailbag. Let us know what's happening. Even if you don't like what's happening, we want to know about it. We know that probably won't happen. But yes, Jess and Johnny, guests today. Well, you know what? We've been Busted Pencils. We've been announcing partnerships this past year as we're coming in. But we have 2025, a new partnership that we want to announce. This partnership has been going on for a long time, though, in the fact that I have needed a lot of work over the last 10 years myself. And these two special people, a dynamic duo, Michelle Slecker, Lisa Wyant, the Nerdy Birders, are on the show, ready to bust some pencils with us. Michelle, Lisa, you first. What's happening?
Hey, hi.
Good to see you. And Michelle Slecker, wait. We might know Michelle Slecker.
Hey, yeah, good to see you.
It's great to see you, too. I think we may have met you on Busted Pencils in the years before as Mom Michelle.
Yeah, Mom.
What's this Mom Michelle stuff about?
Well, somebody had to do it. So I spoke up when I wrote a letter to Arne Duncan in support of the moms that didn't have a voice, especially the minorities. And he was bashing the suburban white mom. And so I went on and sent a letter to him and the president of the United States at that time, and then spoke up and became kind of viral on Busted Pencils because you interviewed me there as Mom Michelle because I put the letter out and it went kind of crazy. Yeah. So I was famous for about 30 seconds.
You were representing those moms, though.
Yeah, representing those moms.
I know. Yeah.
In fact, I'll fill in a little bit. Yeah, you know, the opt-out movement that really got us moving in that direction and advocacy to stop the insane testing insanity.
Yeah, we were the voice for the teachers.
Yeah, the voice for the teachers, the voice for the students to end this madness. But all along that path, though, too, the relationships. This is Michelle Slecker, my wife, and Lisa Wyant, my sister-in-law. They are the co-founders, creators of the startup business Nerdy Bird, and you guys have though been experimenting with Busted Pencils for a while. In fact, there is no Busted Pencils logo without the original dynamic duo of who are now Nerdy Bird. Lisa, in fact, it was you who developed the Busted Pencils logo. So let's talk a little bit about the logo, and then we'll introduce Nerdy Bird and the concepts, and then let Johnny jump in here.
Okay, well, that's like where the Busted Pencils logo, the dynamic duo, comes in. Michelle's also my identical twin sister. She came up with the concept of the Busted logo, and then I took her concept because she is a natural born creative director and created your logo to reflect like the testing, the sheet that everybody used for all the tests with the little circles. You had to fill in the circles. So your logo represents breaking those barriers with the busting the pencils and not having to do those tests and fill in the circles. I mean, it's digital today, but back then you had to do all those painstaking circles.
Make your Johnny, mark did heavy you, and dark.
Johnny, did you know? Yeah, right.
Number two.
Johnny, did you know that's where our logo came from?
I mean, I hadn't ever heard the origin story. So this is a special occasion to have both Michelle and Lisa here. Tim's mentioned before, hey, you know, my sister-in-law did our logo and we got this great thing happening with Nerdy Bird. And as I learn more about it, I'm like, it's not just a great thing. It's a phenomenal thing. It's taking things by storm. And I got to ask you both too, like you've been experimenting with so much, but you know, we're already a little bit of a cartoon dynamic duo, but talk a little bit about some of the cool ways that, you know, the Busted Pencils logo and what you do at Nerdy Bird isn't just about graphic design, but it's also this educational force. Like talk about some of the things you do at Nerdy Bird that help a couple of characters like Tim and I not only make sense, but educate.
Michelle. You mean like looking at your website and creating your brand guide and saying, you guys have an amazing show. You have a concept that needs to be out there. And we want you guys to look legit. We want people to take you seriously because you already have the product. You just don't have the look and feel to make you look like you already are. So we step in, audit your website, tell you what your brand is, work with you. I think we're working really well together. We bring in other people to help fill in the gaps where you guys don't have the time to do the work. And somehow we develop wherever it is in whatever direction. So we're planning on putting together like a media package for you guys and a customized character that's going to look exactly like you.
Because you two are characters. So it makes it easier to capture that. Early on, we decided that you needed, for your sponsors, you needed to explain, what's my logo? What's my colors? What's my brand scheme? What are my fonts? And we were able to pull a style guide, give that to you, and take that off your plate, too.
Well, and that part, yeah, I think about this because for the longest time, you know, I was, yeah, this guy with a podcast, and it was the two of you would always be like, well, what's your brand? What's your feel? I mean, who are you talking to? And I was like, well, I'm talking education stuff on a podcast, and I got a great co-host, Johnny, and we now have a producer, Jess, with Civic Media, and we talk education, and you guys are like, okay. And
yeah, you're like, well, our color's red. No, there's like 15,000 colors of red. You need to pick one red.
We like to analyze and pick on you guys.
Well, but we won't do that for everybody.
I got a thumbs up on Jess.
Yeah, someone's got to.
I know. We're like, what are you guys doing? Who are you? What's your audience? Let's get this cleaned up. And we have fun doing it. We're not making any put downs towards you guys. We're just real. We see what we see, and where other people won't tell you, we'll tell you. And we'll do it with community and friendship and laughter. Mm-hmm.
Jess, what do you think about this?
Well, I mean, you know what you're doing, Michelle and Lisa. You're producing them.
Uh-oh.
Right? Uh-oh.
You guys don't have one producer. You have three producers. I mean, it's vital work. It's vital work doing the structuring and the analyzing and helping Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny to get all of their thoughts into order so that this product of Busted Pencils can reach the people who need to hear it and can inspire people to do the things that they need to do. Mm. So big props to Nerdy Bird.
All right.
Yeah, thanks. We want to make you guys legit, and that's part of what our company's all about. We've been in the trenches. We know what it's like to not be taken seriously and to be valued, and a big part of our heart in our company is valuing our customers and whatever client we serve.
Speaking of clients, in fact, you know, the connection that you guys have, we had on from Emotion Literacy, Pamela Sackett. And in fact, she is somebody you guys have been working with. Tell us about the relationship between Nerdy Bird and Emotion Literacy and Pamela Sackett. Lisa.
When I was first starting out, when I first started looking for clients, I found a volunteer site called Catch a Fire. And that's where they were looking for designers to do volunteer work. And it got me out there And I found Pamela Sackett and I created a character for her. And we just had this great working relationship and did an explainer video for her and 2D animation and brought her onto the show eventually.
Yeah, Johnny, you remember Pamela Sackett, man.
She was
feisty.
Oh, yeah. Also another character.
Yes, she is. She's a quirky,
she's wonderful,
big-hearted. Yeah, she loves her emotion literacy. Emotion literacy is hard to describe, and that's when I took what she had and was able to turn it into an explainer video to represent what emotion literacy is, because a lot of people didn't understand it.
Well, so, and then after I met her, I was like, oh, she'll fit in great with you guys, with education world. Yeah.
Yeah, we're big fans.
So that's one thing we do, too.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You both do so much, like, I don't want to say so much more because it's already a lot of work.
Yeah.
You do like the branding and the design work and all of that. Like, you've lifted off our plate and you're working with so many great folks out there. But you're also, like you said, you're building community and you're like centering education broadly in everything you do. And that's inspiring. And I think that's really unique about what you both do with Nerdy Bird. You talked a little bit about the Busted Pencils logo origins and some of the exciting stuff happened, but I'm curious too, how did Nerdy Bird come to be? Like, how did that start?
So I go to our website. Our bird story is there. Go to it, run.
Nerdybird.com. No, I started as a graphic designer years ago, a senior graphic designer, moved up the ranks into, I was just curious how things moved once you did animation, like into animation. Then I climbed the ladder and on the side, I would find I was doing freelance work for people. And I found that even though I worked with a team of people and designers, I was still doing everything from beginning to end. So that's when I turned to freelance and I said, well, I can do this from beginning to end. I don't need a whole team. And then during COVID 2020, we had a big layoff at our company and I was let go. And I'm like, wait, now's a chance. Here's a chance to jump and just start my own business. And Michelle and I had on my wall, I created a mural, this giant mural of these birds. And together we came up with the logo Nerdy Bird based off of this mural that we had designed together. So technically Michelle's been with me from day one, but jumped on board as my partner in Nerdy Bird in 2021. And our focus was my passion, which was more animation, motion design.
Mm-hmm. And that's when we made your logo, Busted Pencils, animated.
Well, in fact, you know, that is going to be one of the things that we're going to be debuting here is that the work that you guys have really put in, there's going to be a Busted Pencils website reveal here in the next month or so. The connection to that work, yes, there is Busted Pencils. You can find everything at Civic Media like you do, but there is a bustedpencils.com that's been kind of hidden since, I don't know, COVID or things like that, because we haven't really updated. And so the work that you guys have been doing with us to help us update, and in fact, hey, you know, working with our web designer, which is another connection to the show, Teacher Hallie. Teacher Hallie from Educators Amplified is doing the web design for Busted Pencils. So you guys have been working with her. So a web designer, in fact, maybe that, Michelle, talk a little bit about the work you've done with Hallie and how you've been facilitating the connections between what she's doing for web design for us and how you're communicating with her.
Okay. So, well, I just wanted to mention with Busted Pencils, one of the things we're trying to do through also setting up the website is making it consistent with your spelling throughout everything. And our company is a creative company, and creative companies get a little unique. So when you look for Nerdy Bird, you're not going to find it if you spell it right. You got to spell it wrong and you have no vowels. So it's N-R-D-Y space B-Y-R-D, and then you'll find it. Okay, so as far as the website, I've had some background in it, so I understand the HTML and all the, you know, what goes into developing a website. And I was able to step in and be a middleman through Nerdy Bird between Busted Pencils and Hallie and the Amplified, Educated Amplified. And so her and I have been able to pretty much, we did one Zoom and then everything's been through email, but I've become really good at communicating through my emails and making things very streamlined. color coordinated, connective, kind, fun, and not corporate. I had to come out of the corporate world, and Lisa really helped me get into more of a creative world. So when you work with us, you're not going to get the stern, here, this is how it's going to be, although sometimes I sound like that. Our approach is really, well, I live with you, so sometimes it's hard to get you going. Okay. So anyway, I think we do a really good job being a middleman when it comes to developing the website and trying to be brand consistent and kind of stay on top of, okay, these are little minor things, but we nitpick at the little things because they stand out to us because we're so visual and we're so creative. And on the development side, with Lisa doing your custom characters, her ability to pinpoint the very minor, smallest detail is incredible. And she will take something and make it way more than you ever expected. And she's not really trying to impress anybody. She just is really naturally good at that. And she doesn't get enough compliments on the fact that she's an expert. She's got her master's in the 2D animation and design, and she's got her graphics background, and I have graphics background as well. And I've been in the corporate world. So we've kind of been through it all. And I've been immersed in education from elementary up to the college level, where I even developed a program for pre-college. So I do all the back work in the company. And I think that's where I really helped with you guys and somehow got roped into doing it for both companies. So here I am.
Yeah. Naturally, you're a creative director, which is where you fit in comfortably here too.
I was just thinking about this, you know, because Johnny and Jess and I with Busted Pencils, we work with, you know, we interview so many activists, other people who are doing their podcasts, just thinking about that connection to, you know, so, you know, I'm even out there, if you're a Busted Pencils, you know, listener, you've got a podcast, you're an activist, you're thinking about this, how do I step up, you know, what it is that I'm doing like this? You know, this is that potential connection through Nerdy Bird that, you know, Lisa and Michelle might be able to really kind of step in and give you that sense of going like, I got a podcast, I'm starting it out. How do I make it look consistent? How do I put it together so that my message that I'm trying to communicate, like you explained, Lisa, even in that simplicity of what looks like the Busted Pencils logo, the fact that you took the old number two test kind of prep, you know, put that bubble there and then blowing up the pencils. There's intentionality that went into that design. It wasn't this quick thing like, we need a quick logo. I mean, you really thought about that. I'm just thinking about all of the guests and the listeners that might be able to benefit from the type of work you do. And I'm going to put you guys on the spot here, because I'm wondering, well, you know, I mean, we have this great partnership with the Association of College and University Educators, AQ. And in fact, when people mention that they heard about AQ on Busted Pencils, you know, they get a discount on the products that they're purchasing from AQ. And I'm wondering now if anybody listening wants to get in touch with Lisa and Michelle at Nerdy Bird, can Michelle and Lisa say, you know, if you're a special Busted Pencils listener, what can you guys do for that person? Lisa.
Well, first, they can get in touch through nerdybird@gmail.com. I already know. Go ahead, Lisa.
Well, Michelle's all about giving everybody a discount and getting freebies or, you know, anything to kind of make people feel more comfortable working with us. And if they do mention our name, we were talking about doing like a free audit to your website and telling you what you can do, what you can fix, quick fixes. And that's hard to get. People charge a lot of money for that. So that is something we would be, you know, looking at doing.
Well, there it is. I mean, 608-557-8577. Right. Thinking about that too, you can use the Busted Pencils mailbag and put in that request if you're out there thinking about the Nerdy Bird services and a free web audit. And I will tell you that we got that web audit and I did not realize how much...
Hung. I'm still auditing you.
I think because what happens is so many
web audit you.
Well, do people understand an audit means we come in, we look at your website and we say, this isn't working, this is working, these colors align, all of that stuff to make it look a little more user-friendly.
Yeah, and we also think about when we look at something, what platform does this look good on? It because it can't just be a big screen. You got to think about the cell phone and the tablets and
yeah, Johnny. Right? I mean, it's like I can throw together a website. You know, we're fun and creative and artistic, but it's just like, you know, the consistencies and the things that, you know, we don't think about. I mean, you know, we had that first discussion with Michelle and she was just like, what about this? What about that? What about this? We're like, wait a minute.
John, it's so obvious, right?
and what Birdie Bird brought to us, even being educators, but not necessarily thinking about the way that, you know, our website, for example, or even just how we, you know, put our logo out there also needs to be educating folks. And so, you know, Lisa and Michelle talked us through like, hey, what is this design doing? Well, nothing, you know, and saying, well, that's a missed opportunity. How are you going to align that to your content, align that to your message? And it was like, yeah. I mean, boom, head explode. I'm doing the kind of hands off the head thing if you're watching on the YouTube. But if you're listening, you know what I'm doing here. I'm saying my head exploded because I was thinking like, wow, you mean there's ways that we can be better teachers, even though we're educated educators talking education here at Busted Pencils. We could be better teachers, just like when Tim and I talk about how we partner with AQ to become better college teachers. You know, or we might, you know, read something or talk to master teachers like Dr. Nancy Carlson Page about reading strategies for teachers out there. And we're always thinking about our craft as teachers. But I'll be honest, before we had met Michelle and Lisa and they hopped in and gave us that consult and have been talking us through this step by step, I never thought about the ways, say, hey, our brand was needing a little more to match that level of teaching that we want to do through our podcast, through our radio show, through all of our work. So that's really awesome. I mean, these two are dynamic. They're underselling themselves. Check them out, listeners. Nerdy Bird, that's NRDYBYRD.com. NRDYBYRD.com. Check them out. You can read their origin story. Check out their cool stuff. And hey, take them up on that offer that they'll give you a consult. And this is a dynamic duo not to pass up on because they're certainly making us characters a little more palatable and consistent and on track. So we appreciate you, Michelle and Lisa, so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks. Shout out to Tim for teaching me how to bring everything around to connect. Everything has a reason. Don't just do it.
But you're right about the teaching aspect. I'm so immersed in the design world that I realize that people that aren't in the design world have no clue how to begin here. And Michelle is sort of on the intermediate of all that in between. And so together we like to teach our clients and, you know, our clients how to do what we're doing and why we're doing it and, you know, bring them back on board.
Yeah. Cause teachers are super creative and that creativity needs to be harnessed. And we're just really good at saying different pieces you can put together to make you look really strong.
Well, Lisa and Michelle, thanks for busting pencils with us. And now it's time for your moment of zen. I have no right to despair. I insist on hope.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for busting pencils with us. Yeah, it was a great classes in session. Make sure you hang out Friday, too. Check out, you know, free throws and face-offs. And Saturday, across all civic media talk stations, 3:00, Busted Pencils, 1 full hour. And yeah, that's Nerdy Bird, NRDYBYRD. Really special thanks to Michelle and Lisa. And for everybody else out there, keep busting pencils.